As we all know, the Beatles were hot as could be at the time, and they wanted to meet Elvis. So the arrangements were made, and the word leaked out. There must have been 2,000 kids outside of Elvis's house on the streets. We pulled in with the Beatles, closed the gates, and got out of the car, and we all walked in, and everybody was introduced. They were very nervous to meet Elvis. So they were sitting real quiet, and Elvis was sitting there on the couch, real quiet. Elvis kept getting nervous. Nobody was saying a word. They were just staring at him. So he said, "Damn it, if somebody's not going to say a word, I'm going to bed." He got up to go to his room, and it sort of broke the ice. And they all started talking. Elvis went and had a couple of guys get some of the guitars out, and they started playing guitars and started singing some old Ray Charles songs, some old Chuck Berry tunes, and the stuff they all grew up on. And they just started playing, and they're having a good time. They never talked about, you know, their fame, as far as that goes. And I think if they had became friends over the years, they might have talked a little bit about it. But there was one mention about how, I think one of the guys asked, "How do you put up with this constant bother of the fans?" And Elvis said, "Hey, they put me where I am. They put me here. Otherwise, we would not be sitting around talking about this right now if it wasn't for them."